A reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Continuing chapter 12, Nityananda Mahima, the glories of Lord Nityananda. Yesterday we left off, all the devotees were dancing in ecstasy. And Gaurahari, after dancing for some time, then he sat down with his associates. He matta sarvadina prabhu nityakari vasilena sarvagan sange Gaurahari. After dancing in this way for the entire day, Gaurahari sat down with his associates. Hatti tina talidya Sri Gaurasundar sabare kahina ati amaya utara. Clapping his hands three times. Tintal. Sri Gaurasundar frankly spoke to everyone as follows. So these are the direct words of Lord Chaitanya to summarize the position and glories of Nityananda. Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu Bale, he Nityananda Surupere, Je Kare Bhakti Shraddha Se Kare Amare, Ihan Charana Shiva Brahmara Vandita, Ateva Ihane Kariya Savaprita, Tilar deka ihane jan hara dveshe rahe bhakta hai leo se amara priya nahe. Vishnambar Mahaprabhu said, anyone who keeps faith and engages in the service of Nityananda Sarup actually keeps faith and serves me, Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda's lotus feet are worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. Therefore, all of you should show your love to Lord Nityananda. If a person maintains even a tinge of envy towards him, then he is not dear to me, even if he is a devotee. Santa Saraswati Thakur says, Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurasundar are non-different. Simply by serving the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda, one obtains the fruits of serving Sri Gaurasundar. Text 58. Ihana vatasa lagi bheka jharagai tahare o Krishna na chadibe sarvatai. Krishna will never leave that person who is touched by the air that has passed by Nityananda's body. And this is Vishnambara is glorifying even the air that touches the passes by the body of Nityananda and by chance touches our body. So the touch of Nityananda's bodily fragrance makes a person's devotional service to Krishna so firm that the worshipful Lord Krishna can never reject him. Shuniya prabhura vakya sarva bhaktagan mahajaya jaya dwani karila takan. After hearing Vishambhar's words, all the devotees immediately chanted, Jai, Jai. Bhakta kari jay shunaye, esava akyan, taraswami haya gora chandra bhagavan. Bhagavan Gora Chandra becomes the master of one who hears these topics with devotion. So, the word here says, Taraswami Haya Gaurachandra Bhagavan. Gaurachandra Bhagavan. Swami, the word Swami, of course, means master. Lord, master. It also means husband. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Padagami Bhavatume. Oh, Jagannatha Swami. So he's the master, but Swami also means husband. So Gaurasundar, he's telling, rather, Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling that Gaurachandra becomes the master of one who hears these topics with devotion. So if someone's looking for a Swami, if some single woman is looking for a Swami, means a husband, then look here to the Chaitanya Bhagavat and accept the Gaurachandra as your Swami. He's a Param Swami. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if we hear these topics of Lord Nityananda with devotion, this sabakyan bhakti kari shunaye, then our Swami, then Gaurachandra becomes our Swami, and the light of His love will protect our lives, and the light of His love will illuminate our lives. Gaurachandra, that golden light of His divine mercy and compassion, will fully illuminate the life of such a person, and they won't feel the need to have any other type of Swami if they have Gaurachandra, Bhagavan. Nityananda Sarupera Esa Kalkata Jayate Kila Etahani Janaye Savata. Vrindavan Das continues, anyone who saw the pastimes of Nityananda Sarup knew His glories in truth. Emata Kata Nitya Nandera Prabhav Jane Jata Chaitanyera Priya Mahabhag. Only Lord Chaitanya's most fortunate associates know the unlimited influence of Lord Nityananda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajugegan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 12 of Madhyakanda Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nityananda Mahima, the glories of Nityananda. So in our Mayapur class sessions, we finished chapter 11 and chapter 12. This chapter 13, this is a very interesting number, 13. Chapter 13, because in America it doesn't mean much here, but it also means something here in India. 13 is considered an unlucky number. And of course, by numerology, 13 is number 4. 1 and 3, it becomes 4. Now, 13 means number 4. And 4 is also generally considered somewhat unlucky. 3, 5, 1, 3, 1, 2, okay, good numbers. 3, 5, 7. When people give donations to ISKCON, they give 101, 201, 501, 401? I never heard. 501 or 5001, but 4001 rupees? And I don't hear such a number. So 4 is not very auspicious. So 13 is considered unlucky. Even it goes to the extent in India, when they have these tall buildings in Delhi and Calcutta and Bombay, they don't have floor 13, is it right? I know in Delhi it's like that. They have floor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, then 14. So floor 13, there is no floor 13, or the people don't know how to count. They can't count higher than 12. So 13 is a very appropriate place for Vrindavan Das Thakur to place the next akyan, the next discussion topics. Because chapter 13 is very, of course, meaningful for all of us unlucky, us 13 number wallas, for all of us unlucky, unfortunate residents of Kali Yuga. Chapter 13, although it's considered inauspicious number, is probably the most important chapter of the Chaitanya Bhagavat for most of us. Because this chapter is The Deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. So most of us are coming in the Jagai Madhai Sampradaya. We're duly initiated at the age of 12. When we're 12 years old, we take our Upanayana Samskara and we enter the Jagai Madhai Sampradaya by drinking our first glass of beer, our first glass of wine, and then we go on to more interesting experiences, various herbs and spices and different kinds of pills and powders and potions. And by the time we're 21 or 25, we've seen it all, we've heard it all, we've done it all, and we've been done too. And we're fully 100% accredited Jagai Madhais. So Nityananda is extremely merciful to the Jagais and Madhais of the world. As Prabhupada said in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam in the BBT edition, in the first 13 chapters that he purported on, in the first chapters discussing Krishna's janam, He's talking about King Kansa, the tyrannical demoniac King Kansa. And he's saying in his purport that the Kamsa class of men, at the present time the world is being ruled by the Kamsa class of men, Kamsagan. So everywhere there are Kamsas. In that time, in Krishna's time, there was King Kamsa in Mathura, and of course he subjugated other nefarious kings like Jarasandha and Shishupal. They weren't that nefarious actually. When you read about the description of Shishupal's kingdom, it was very, all the Brahmins were being taken care of. It was actually very, he was the king of Bihar, I believe. Chediraj, king of Chedi, Shishupal. So everything was, Varnashram Dharma was, Varnashram was fully going on then. But he had one problem, that Shishupal was envious of Krishna. Otherwise, the citizens, the residents and the people that lived in Chedi, in the kingdom of Chedi, Chedi Raj, and king of Chedi was present-day Bihar, under the rulership of King Shishupal, they were very happy. They weren't like some, he wasn't like some South American dictator that the people don't like, and he just steals all the money and enjoys himself and doesn't do anything for the people. He was actually quite good. But his fault was that he was envious. But Kamsa, he collected all these also nefarious kings. He defeated them in battle. He was so powerful. And they became his chumchums, or his slaves. And so when he ordered them to attack Krishna, they had to follow his order, otherwise he would do away with them. So Kamsa class of men. So as Prabhupada was describing a Kamsa class of leaders and governmental leaders, then the followers of those Kamsa class of men are all of us Jagaya Madhais. I remember in one Vyasa Puja offering, one devotee wrote, he was glorifying Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, only you were fearless enough and bold enough and compassionate enough to go into the cities of the world, the dirty, filthy cities like New York City in America. And you rolled up your sleeves. You rolled up your sleeves and you put your hand into the gutter. You put your hand into the drains, the street drains and the gutter where all the sewage and all the dirt and mud is flowing. And you stuck your hands in there and you pulled us out. With your compassionate, loving hands, you put it into the nali. You put your hand into the nali, which is all Ganda, both Ganda Pani and stool and all these things. And you put your hand in there and you grabbed a few living entities. And when you lifted your hand out, when you lifted your hand out of the nali or the gutter, the drain, then we were clinging to your hands. You rescued us. You rescued us from the darkest, most covered state of ignorance. So this is the state of Jagai and Madai. So this chapter is one of the most exciting and meaningful chapters to most of the people of Kali Yuga, or most of us. The extreme compassion of the Lord, of Lord Nityananda specifically. Remember, the author of this book, Vedavyasa Vrindavan Das Thakur, his worshipful Lord, of course he worships Lord Chaitanya, the entire Panchatattva, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But specifically he is a worshipper of Nityananda. He is Nityananda's worshipper. So he often brings out the glories of Nityananda. His viewpoint of Lord Garanga's pastimes is from the viewpoint of Nityananda and his mercy. So this is another chapter which really highlights the glories of course, Lord Chaitanya also, but especially Nityananda, his extreme compassion, or Jagai Madai in all of us. Because Nityananda is still coming here. Nityananda is still going to the streets and still picking up the drunkards and still picking up the fallen souls by manifesting in Guru Sarup. Guru is the Nityananda Sarup. He is a form of Nityananda, Nityananda Shakti. And so the gurus are going into the various cities and places of the world, Calcutta, Delhi, etc. And they are rescuing all the Jagai Madhais and delivering them. So the title of this chapter is Deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. And there's the Mangalacharana prayer. Ajanu Lambita Bujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirnaiko Pitaro Kamala Yataksho Vishrambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Bande Jagatpriya Karo Karuna Avataro. It's a very interesting coincidence. We were just, this morning, we were in a yatra. We went to Ambika Kalna to visit the Gornitai deities of Suryadas Sarakela and his younger brother Goridas. Goridas is the brother of Suryadas. And Goridas's Gornitai deities, of course, they're famous because they ran off the altar and they went to join the kirtan party. And Goridas came with a stick to chase them back onto the altar. And seeing the very angry mood of the pujari, Krishna Balaram, or rather Gornitai, they became frightened. And they were looking for some safe place for some protection. So as the Lord protects his devotees, the Lord protects the devotees, but the devotees also protect the Lord. Sometimes the Lord is attacked and the devotees lay down their life to protect the Lord or protect the other devotees of the Lord. So in this case, Gornitai, they were in danger. Their pujari, Goridas, was chasing them with a stick. They said, we have to go, we have to hide. We have to, Nitai, we have to go somewhere fast. So then they thought, well, the best place to go is to hide in the heart of one of our devotees. Surely our devotee will protect us. So there's one devotee that was in that kirtan party, which they were dancing in, on the bank of the Ganga. His name was Chaitanya Das. So Lord Chaitanya said, that's a great idea, Nitai. So then they jumped into the heart of Chaitanya Das. And then when Goridas came there, he said, hey, where did they go? Where are they? Where are my Gornitai? The caretaker of the temple said they left the altar and they went down to the Ganga. They were dancing in kirtan. Where are they? I just saw them. Where are they? They had entered the heart of Chaitanya Das, a great devotee. And from that day forward, Chaitanya Das became known as Hridaya Chaitanya. Hridaya Chaitanya Das, that person who captured Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda's heart. And when Goridas returned to his mandir and he went to the deity room, he saw, there's Gornitai. I thought I saw them a minute ago on the banks of the Ganga, and now they're in the temple? Oh, what is going on? So then he made his bhog offering. This is Goridas. And so because he's afraid that Gornitai may run off the altar again at any moment, when you go for darshan, they only open the doors for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, close the doors. Kuloband, kuloband, kuloband. They open and close, something like Banki Bihari in Vrindavan. Same thing there. The Lord sometimes runs behind his devotees and gives a lot of disturbance, agitation to the pujaris. This is love. Love is unpredictable. And the Lord's love for his devotees, you can't bind the Lord inside a temple. You can try to, but love is more powerful than temple walls. Love is more powerful than artik schedules and singasans. So the love of the devotee will bring Banki Bihari to the banks of the Jamuna. Because one blind devotee came, to see, and the temple was locked, and he went back crying, oh, I wasn't able to see my Lord. So then Banki Bihari left the temple before Mangal Artik and went to the Jamuna. And he came, and the man was just sitting there on the bank of the Jamuna of the Bhakta, because he was going back to the other side to Bailvan, or Matvan, or Mailvan, I guess. And then he's crying. And then Banki Bihari came there and said, oh, he put his hand on the Bhakta's shoulder. Oh, my dear friend, don't cry. Why are you crying? And he said, oh, I went to see my Lord, and I couldn't see him. The door was closed. It was locked. It was too early. I didn't know what time it was. I don't have a clock. And now I can't see him. I'm so upset. And he said, no, that's all right. The Lord's very compassionate. And then as that devotee was speaking, his hair started standing on end, and he started trembling, and his heart was beating very fast. And he's thinking, who is this? Who is speaking like this? And who has their hand on my shoulder? Then he stopped crying and composed himself. Then he looked, "Ah, oh, Panki Vihari, you've come here to give me your Sakshat Darshan. Oh, my Lord." And he collapsed in ecstasy. So then when the pujaris came from Mangalarti, "Is that Are? Gopa, go, Gopa, Gokulananda, Yashodananda, Navardhana, Motishta, Radyam, Salam, Pratira, Sajjigatpate, ding, 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 ding. Hey, Thakurji kaha? Thakurji kotai? Where is Thakurji? Where is Panki Vihari?" And they were going with lanterns everywhere. Where? And they found him. "What are you doing?" And then they thought this person stole the deity. It was a whole big, long story. So they opened and closed. And then we went to Suryadas Sarakela, the elder brother. His temple is nearby. He also has Gauranitaya. But he installed, in his temple, he installed Radha Shamsundara and Ananga Manjari. And his ancestor, his Kuladevata in his family was Radha Madan Mohan. So sometime, they say, actually, the pujari said before the marriage, but he was worshipping also Gauranitaya deities, big Nimwa Gauranitaya deities. And as you know, was it a matchmaker? Who was it? Anyway, so the matchmaker came there and he said, Suryadas, you should marry your daughter to Nityananda. So Suryadas, he married his daughter Vasudha to Nityananda. And there's a tree there, and there's the Vivahastan, the marriage place where the marriage was conducted. There's a tree there, and there's a platform, a small mandir commemorating that. It's a very auspicious place. So when the marriage is going on, Vasudha and Nityananda, Vasudha, of course, is Revati and Krishna Leela, Revati and sometimes Varuni, they say also. So then they were giving gifts. Suryadas was giving gifts to Nittai on the occasion of the wedding. So he's giving some gold and bangles and silk saris. And then he took his other daughter's hand, he took Janava's hand, and he said, "Listen, why don't you take her also? Why don't you take my younger daughter, the younger sister of Vasudha? Why don't you take her as part of the don?" So Nityananda didn't actually marry Janava, but she was, this is what they tell, he took her as donation. He actually married Vasudha, and then her sister, her younger sister, she was thrown in the deal. She was given as a charity with gold and saris, and "Take my other daughter also." They told like this. A very, very beautiful temple. So when we were there at the temple, then I was asking once this devotee, Damodar, I said, "Is there a nice pranam prayer? Is there a nice pranam prayer to Lord Nityananda and to Lord Chaitanya?" And he said, "Yes." And then we were singing some bhajans, and then the pujari said, "Do you know this prayer?" And he said, "Ajano lambita bhaja." This very same prayer, this prayer that we just recited, which is the Mangalacharana for chapter 13, Deliverance of Jagannath Mata, this very same prayer we just heard a few hours ago by the descendant, this Chandrakant Goswami, the pujari, he claims that he's a descendant of the father-in-law of Lord Nityananda. He's a descendant of Suryadas Sarakela, right? That's what he said. So he was reciting this very prayer in glorification of, "I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Ajanu lambita bhujo, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden complexions, Kanaka Vadato, and who are inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower, Kamala Taksho. Gauranitaya are the maintainers of all living entities, Vishvambaro. The best of the Brahmins, Dvijavaro. The protectors of religious principles for this age, Yugadharma Palo. The benefactors of the universe, Jagat Priya Karo. And the most merciful of all incarnations, Karuna Avataro." That's a very beautiful prayer, pranam prayer to Gauranitaya, to describe their contribution, their compassion, their identity, and their transcendental beauty of their transcendental forms. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gaurasundar, Jaya Nityananda Sarva Savya Kalevar. All glories to Mahaprabhu Sri Gaurasundar. All glories to Nityananda, who is the object of everyone's worship. Hena Mate Navadvipe, Prabhu Vishambhar, Krida Kare Nahi Sarva, Nayana Gochar. In this way, Vishambhar performed pastimes in Navadvip that were not seen by everyone. Because without love of God, one cannot actually see the true pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Loke deki purvajena nimani pandita atirikta arakichu na deke charita. Ordinary people saw him like before. They saw him as Nimai Pandit. They could not see anything of his characteristics beyond this. Jakan pravishta haya sevakera mele takana basena sehi matakutukale. When Vishambhar entered into the association of his servants, he floated in happiness. Jarajena bhagyatena tahare dekai bahira haila saba apana lokai. Vishambhar would reveal himself to each devotee in proportion to the devotee's good fortune. When Vishambhar left their association, he would conceal himself. Purport. Siddhanta Saraswati. Since the absolute truth is omnipotent, the living entities, who are fragmental spiritual parts and parcels, see the Lord according to their respective devotional qualifications. There is no possibility of seeing the personification of all love through vision that is based on external knowledge. Rather, the Lord remains hidden. That is why he is called in the Shastras Adhokshaja, which means he who is beyond the perception of material senses. Egdina achambite hailahena mati agya kaila Nityananda Haridasa prati. One day Lord Vishambhar suddenly ordered Nityananda and Haridas as follows. So this is the This is the order. This is the Mahaprabhu Agya, Prabhu Datta Desh. We have this concept, Prabhu Datta Desh, that my Prabhu, my Guru Prabhu, my Master, Sri Guru, he gives me a particular order, Guru Agya. Prabhu Datta Desh means the place, the desh, the land, the country, the kshetra, given by my guru, Prabhu Datta Desh. He says, I want you to stay in Mayapur and preach, or I want you to stay in Mayapur and do deity worship. So then Mayapur becomes your Datta Desh, becomes your place of seva, ordered by your guru. Or he may say, stay in Russia, distribute books, raise your family, go to the farm project in Australia, or whatever he may say. So this is Prabhu Datta Desh. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is giving his agya, Mahaprabhu agya. Who is he ordering? He's ordering two of his great servants, Lord Nityananda and Haridas. So what is the order that Lord Chaitanya gave to them? Shuna shuna Nityananda, shuna Haridas, sarvacha amara agya karaha prakash. Mahaprabhu said, listen, Nityananda and Haridas, go out and preach my order everywhere, sarvatra amara agya, karaha prakash. Pratigare ghare ghiya, kara e bhiksha, bala krishna bhaja krishna kara krishna shiksha. So this is, Mahaprabhu tells Haridas and Nityananda, go pratigare, pratipadam, we say in Shikshastikam, Sarvatma Snapanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Swaranam, right? Pratipada means step after step, pratipad. Step after step, we taste the fullest, most satisfying nectar by being absorbed in Nam Sankirtan. Pratigari gari gya kare bhiksha. Go to every house and beg. Beg for money? No. Beg that they become life members? No. Beg that they give a donation for the new temple? No. What is a bhiksha? Very extraordinary bhiksha, and people were most surprised when they came. Because they weren't asking for money, they weren't asking for property, they weren't asking for moral or legal support. What were they asking? They were asking, chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions. Bhalo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, kara Krishna shiksha. So this is a very interesting type of bhikshu. Just begging them to chant the holy name of the Lord. And there's a very long purport just describing this, which is also told in the following text. Now Lord Chaitanya goes on. Iha bhai ara na bhaliba bhai bhalaiba dinavasane asi amare kahiba. Mahaprabhu said to Nittai and Haridas, apart from this, you should not speak or have others speak anything else. At the end of the day, come and give me your report. So their preaching was quite short, eloquent. Krishna's Kaviraj, he defines the word eloquent. Eloquent means essential truth spoken concisely, which is also a very eloquent definition of eloquence. Essential truth spoken concisely. So this is the essential truth. Chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and follow his teachings. What more? Is anything more required? There's 18,000 shlokas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's 700 shlokas in the Gita Upanishad, in Bhagavad Gita. But here there's just three, how many? There's one, two, three, four words. Balo, Bhaja, Kara, Shiksha. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Right? Chant Krishna's name, Balo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's teachings, Krishna, Shiksha. Kara, do. Kara, Shiksha, do his teachings, follow his teachings. That's everything. Because what are Krishna's teachings? The ultimate teaching of Bhagavad Gita is Prem Dharma. Manamanabhava Madhbhakta Madhyajima Namaskaru. Love me, worship me, serve me. So Lord Chaitanya, in a very eloquent way, he's giving the essence of all instructions. He's giving the essence of aesthetic Vedanta, of the Gaudiya Vedanta. Now he's saying, don't say anything else. Apart from this, apart from these three small phrases that I've told you, don't speak anything else. And don't have anybody else speak anything else. At the end of the day, give me your report. So Lord Chaitanya, in other words, if someone is what they call a Sankirtan leader, we have this concept in ISKCON, the Sankirtan leader. Have you heard this concept? Sankirtan leader? Or the van leader, the Sankirtan leader. So the first Sankirtan leader is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his Sankirtan party is the very first Sankirtan party is Haridas and Nittai. The invincible duo. Who could defeat them? And he wants the report. There must be the result. Sankirtan result. You go out on Sankirtan. At the end of the day, you have to write on a piece of paper. So many Maha books, so many big books, so many magazines, so many small books, so much money collected. Then you write your name on it, write the date. Then you put it in a plastic bag and you tie it up and you put it in a treasury office. I remember we used to do this like 33 years ago. Go to the airport all day and then write on a piece of paper, so many books, put it in the plastic bag, count all the money ourselves also, count all the money. then a little slit like this, like a post office box, put it in the treasury, dong. Next day the treasurer would count everything and enter. So we had to give our report, give her the results. Then at the end of the week they would read the Sankirtan results. So-and-so das, so many Mahabig books, like today, Sankirtan results. So the same thing is going on. This is very authorized. Prabhupada's book distribution, BBT book distribution movement with book distributors and daily reports and going out in teams, Sankirtan teams. It started right here, right in Navadvip, in Mayapur, 520 years ago. So now, what does he say? Lord Chaitanya says, this is the purport by Bhaktisanta Saraswati, which is very inspiring to all the active preachers of the Lord who are out in the field preaching. And comment on this chapter 13, text 10. To chant the holy names of Krishna, to serve Krishna by engaging in kirtan, and to become educated in Krishna shiksha by being inclined towards service. These are the only duties of the living entities. You should not beg anyone for anything other than to engage in these three activities. And you should not teach anyone any other subject. For the benefit of all living entities, you should, throughout the day, beg for the alms that I have described to you. And in the evening, you should report to me. I will be greatly pleased if I know that you are trying to benefit all living entities. This is my mission. You are like my right and left hands. So this is Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the right and left hands of Mahaprabhu. Because with their hands they're giving the teachings, they're giving the mercy. So the book distributors, with their hands, because usually we distribute, Sankirtan is done with the hands, isn't it? We play mridanga with the hands, not the feet. I mean, we're not monkeys. Monkeys have four hands, right? The monkey's feet look like hands, so they can play mridanga with their feet. We play mridanga with our hands. We play kartals with our hands. We distribute books with our hands. Kartal, right? Karatal. This we say kartal, but kara means hands and tal means beat. So keeping a beat with the hands, karatali. This word karatali means, kara means hand, and tal means beat. Ektal, duital, tintal. So this, when the symbols were made, then the beat was kept with this. These are called kartals. But before these existed. These are kara. This is kara. This is kartals. Kartal. This is kartal. This is kartal. Kartali. So hands we play in kirtan, and hands we distribute books. So the hands of the Sankirtan devotees are the right and left hands they're the right and left hands of Gaurachandra. Very interesting meditation. Very inspiring meditation to think. Because I know in America was the technique back in the 70s when we were at the airport, we were distributing mostly to businessmen because mostly men are flying businessmen. And they're more of a challenge to distribute books to because you have to really convince them. And we wouldn't so much go to ladies, we go to businessmen or maybe couples. And a big technique was to welcome everyone to Los Angeles. Welcome to Los Angeles with a handshake. So I like make friends. It's a Western way of making friends, handshake. And people feel relaxed. Of course, you have to take their karma. When you touch someone's body, you take their karma. So the Sankirtan devotees were very merciful, shaking hands with 300 or 400 people a day, men, and giving them bhagavatams, and then shaking hands with their wallets, taking our money. But the point is that they're shaking hands with Lord Chaitanya. The right and left hands of Lord Chaitanya are Nityananda and Haridas. So the hands of the Sankirtan devotees that are distributing books, those hands are Lord Chaitanya's hands. And when they're shaking hands of a Sankirtan devotee, they're actually shaking hands with the representative of Lord Chaitanya, Sakshat Chaitanya, the representative. So it's like they're shaking hands with God or God's representative. So that's a very interesting concept that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he is paraphrasing this verse by saying that in his own samadhi, he's seeing that Lord Chaitanya is saying this, yes, Haridas, you're like my right and left hands. Come and give me the report. Text 11. Tomara karila bhiksha jena baliba tabayami chakrahaste sabare katiba. Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda and Haridas, I will pick up my chakra and cut off the heads of those who will not chant after being requested by you. Now that's a pretty conclusive preaching. My dear sir, Bajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Kara Krishna Shiksha. And so then Lord Chaitanya says, and when you tell them this, anyone that doesn't chant my name, then I will be right behind you and I will give them the chakra. Do or die. It's called do or die. Do it. Like we have the phrase, they have this old phrase, do it now or do it. Just do it. If it feels good, do it. Chant, do it, do or die. Chant or die. This is a very good proposal. We could eliminate a lot of anti-parties or rival parties this way. So Sunanda Saraswati is getting quite excited. He wants to make a nice purport here. He's paraphrasing the Lord by saying, I will destroy that person who becomes inimical to your request for alms by giving him unlimited misery. End of the quote. Now it's Tika. Many people contemplate as follows. Being most merciful, why has God created the cruel misfortunes in this world? The appropriate answer to such a question is Brahma's verse. Tateno kampam shushimikshyamano bunjane vatmanakritam vipakam rijvagva pubir vedadan namaste jiveti yomukti pade sadayabak kritam vipakam. The answer is, my dear friend, God is merciful. Yes, He's merciful. He's very compassionate. But you're not. You're not. You're not merciful to yourself. So in your last life, you did all the wrong things. You did all sinful things. You didn't listen to God. God is merciful, and His mercy is that He gives Shastra and laws and Manu Samhita. And if you were intelligent, you would have taken advantage of His mercy in last life by reading His words and following His teachings and instructions, and then you wouldn't have committed so many sins, kritam vipakam. And you would have lived a God-centered life, a godly life, and you wouldn't be suffering now. Rather, you would be enjoying the fruits of your punya and sukriti phal, janmaishvarya shuta shibir. But, my dear sir, unfortunately, yes, you're right, God is very loving and compassionate, but you don't love yourself. You're not compassionate to yourself. So you didn't take advantage of the Lord's compassion and love. He was lovingly presenting the Shastra and lovingly presenting His teachers and compassionately sending His representatives. Listen to me. Live like this. And you said, no, man, boogie. Enjoy. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. There's no God. There's no such thing as God. You live and you die. There's no future. Enjoy to the hilt. Enjoy like no end. Life is but a dream, merrily, merrily, right? So, this is the answer. We are the architect of our own destiny. So he's saying, this is the point. If a living entity who is averse to Krishna spends his days in material endeavors, then in accordance with the laws of the material world, he will achieve his just deserts. Agyashuni hase sabha vaishnava mandal anyata karite agya kara achebhal. On hearing the order of Vishambhar, all the Vaishnavas laughed. That's interesting. Interesting sense of humor. Who has the power to transgress his order? Vaishnav Mandala. Sometimes it's Bhaktagan, Bhakta Mandala. Here is Vaishnav Mandala. Vaishnav Mandala. They laughed. Agyashuni. Agyashuni Hase Sabha. When they heard Lord Chaitanya's order, oh, this is very funny. I don't know. I don't think it's so funny myself. But some of the Vaishnava Mandala 500 years ago, when they heard Lord Chaitanya's order to Nityananda and Haridas, and his follow-up that if someone doesn't follow, doesn't accept your teaching, your bhikshu, then I will use my chakra and cut off their heads. That's very funny. That's very funny. They're going to cut off their heads. So, all right. That's funny, then very good. Just don't be at the other end of the chakra. Won't be so funny for you. Hena agyajaha nityananda shire wahe itte apratita jara se subhuti nahe. Vishambhar's order was such that even Nityananda carries that order on his head. Anyone who does not believe this is not very intelligent. Karaye advaita seva chaitanya na mane advaita tahare sam haribe bhalamane. If one serves advaita but does not accept chaitanya, then advaita will destroy him without remorse. Agya shire kare nityananda haridas tattakshane chalilena patte asihas. Accepting Vishambhara's order on their heads, Nityananda and Haridas smiled and immediately went out on the street. So that's first-class servant. As soon as they got the order, they smiled. They were happy to get the order, not like, oh, oh. Sometimes disciple gets an order from the guru, guru agya, order, command, request, and then he cringes. Ooh, I have to go to Calcutta and do life membership to collect funds for the Mayapur temple. Oh, I have to leave Mayapur. No more pizza. No more cakes. Oh, this is going to be very austere in Calcutta. He cringes. Oh, no. But they were smiling, Hase. Prabhu Agya Hase. They were smiling. Oh, this is very nice. You've given us a wonderful order. Bhajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Kara Krishna Shiksha. And of course we know, we hear, there's some discussion that it's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's telling now, when you go and give this order to chant my name, Krishna's name, and to worship Krishna, and to follow Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Pritya Mamekam Sharanam Braja, etc. Then, if people don't follow, then I will cut their head off with my chakra. So Nityananda is very, very compassionate. He's thinking, well, Mahaprabhu said that I should tell them to chant Krishna's name and to worship Krishna. And if they don't chant Krishna's name, then my Gauranga, he will be there with his chakra and he'll cut their head off. So therefore, I won't tell them to chant Krishna's name. I will tell them, Bhaja Gauranga, Loha Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga Namare, right? So Nityananda is thinking, because Gauranga didn't say that if they don't chant Gauranga's name that I'll cut off their heads. Gauranga said if they don't chant Krishna's name I'll cut off their heads. So therefore, when Nityananda went preaching, he said, please chant Gauranga! Please worship Gauranga! Please carry out the orders of Gauranga! Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam kalo anastevana stevana steva gattiranyata kirtaniya sada hari. This is the order of Gauranga. So Nityananda is very, very... The preacher, of course, the preacher has to be very, very clever. Prabhupada said when you're in a society of cheaters and cheated, you have to be even a bigger cheater. Now, no, be careful with that. Don't cheat on your taxes and don't cheat on your electric bill and don't cheat on your husband and don't cheat on your wife. But it can say in terms of they're cleverly trying to cheat and avoid Krishna. So you have to be very clever to come up with good lines and good phrases to catch them in book distribution. You give someone a book, you give them Bhagavad Gita. You say, no, I don't read. Then you, if you're not clever, if you're not a good cheater or very smart, oh, okay. But if you're smart, you're on your toes. You say, no, no, no. You are just the person I was looking for. We're supposed to give these books to people that don't read. I'm so, my name's Joe. What's yours? I'm so happy to meet you. It's very hard to meet people here that don't read. Because in this airport, everyone's educated and they're highly cultured and they usually read. Oh, sir, I'm so happy to meet you. I'm glad you don't read. Now, please take this book with you. Just keep it in your house. It's like a good luck charm. It just radiates peace. It radiates good vibration. Huh? What? What? What do you... Anyway, have a nice day. Oh, by the way, it's a donation. It's only $10. And the guy is so much vimohan. He's so bewildered by your lines and your charm that he... Okay, here's $10. So in one sense, it's cheating. He says, I don't read. Because he's also cheating. If he doesn't read, how does he find his way around the airport? Terminal 1, Terminal 2, Indigo Air, Spice Airline, you know, if he doesn't read, the guy's lying, he's cheating. Okay, you're cheating. Oh, you're cheating? Oh, you think you can cheat me? Watch out, Buster. I'm not the number one Sankirtan devotee for nothing. And then, you have to be a good card player. So this is the thing, you know, Nityananda, he's very clever. He's a very clever preacher. But sure, Gauranga's going to cut. Well, if I follow Gauranga's words, then everyone in Navadvipa is going to get their head cut off. Because everyone in Navadvipa is a Shakta, and everyone in Navadvipa is a Pashandi, and a Gnostic, and a Devata worshipper. So when I tell them, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, they're going to say, forget it. Ma Durga Ki, Jai, Jai Mata Di. They will not say Krishna. Hey, Jao. Hey, you bhikshus, Jao. I'll call the police. Ma, oh ma. I almost contaminated our house coming in here with this bhajo this, bolo that. Ah! Jai ma. So then, if Nitai and Haridas were asking all these Shaktas and Gyanis and all these people and to chant Krishna's name, then Chaitanya Gauranga would be coming behind them, zoom, 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 just cutting heads off like Parasaram. He'd be going like Parasharam, chopping heads off all over Navadvip. Instead of goats' heads falling everywhere, it'd be people's heads. Now you see the goats' heads flying everywhere. So Nityananda is very clever. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga, Namare. This we'll hear later. So they hit the streets. Nitai and Haridas. Krishna Prana, Krishna Dana, Krishna Sejivan, Hena Krishna Bhalo Bhai, Hai Ekaman. It sounds like Bhaktivinoda Thakura's song, right? Shradavan Janahe, Shradavan Janahe, Shradavan Janahe, Shradavan Janahe. Then he says, what does he say? Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan. O men of faith, all those who possess a drop of faith, Shradavan Janahe. O people with faith, if you have some faith, then you should understand absolutely, unequivocally, Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the wealth of your life. What more? Or kuchne? Kichune? What? Kichunoi? What do you need? You don't need anything. So then what are they saying? That's what they're saying. This guy, they guys like it. They say these lizards, they're Brahmins in their last life. When they make some noise, it means they like what they heard. You know? They go, ha, ha, ha. Chop, 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 chop. So I skipped the verse, actually. Text 16. Agyapai dui jane bule gare gare balakrishna ghao krishna bhajaha krishnare. Being ordered by Lord Vishambhar, Haridas and Nitai went door to door. They requested everyone to chant the name of Krishna, sing the glories of Krishna, engage in the worship of Krishna. Of course, we also know that Nitai changed that to Gauranga. Then they said, Krishna Pran, Krishna Dan, Krishna Sejivan, Krishna is your life, Krishna is your wealth, Krishna is your very life and soul. Oh, bhai, oh, brothers, chant the name of that Krishna with full attention. Oh, a very beautiful purport. Krishna alone is the original living force. Inclination towards Krishna is a symptom of Krishna conscious life. Living entities who are averse to Krishna are devoid of life. Objects that are not related to Krishna are worthless. Krishna alone bestows all perfection. Aversion to Krishna is proof of one's material conditioning and lifelessness. Objects that are not related to Krishna are decorated by the prowess of the illusory energy. Very nice. E mat nadi jaya pratigari gari buliya vedhana dui jagat ishvare. In this way, the two controllers of the universe went to every house as they wandered throughout Nadia. That's very interesting. The two controllers of the universe, Dui Jagat Ishvare. Who are the two controllers of the universe? Nityananda and Haridas. Because Haridas is distributing devotion all over the universe. And that Shakti, that power of devotion, is coming from Nityananda. The distributor of... Excuse me, I made the wrong point. I'm just saying that he's saying there are two controllers of the universe. I was thinking of Srivas as Narada Muni, but it's Haridas. So Haridas, he says there are two controllers, and Siddhanta Saraswati says, they are both controllers. People of this world accept wrong paths and fall into calamities. These two lords, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, provide auspiciousness to misguided people by becoming their guides, their mentors, their teachers. Haridas is the teacher, Namacharya, and Nityananda is the Adiguru. Protecting the living entities from prajapa and engaging their speech in the service of the Lord, the expert guide, Haridas Thakur, helps them control their sinful minds and invite the favorable flow of thoughts in order to protect their body and limbs from aversion to the worship of Krishna, and thus delivers them from their bodily hardships. Now this is a very wonderful revelation from the heart of Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. And Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, removes the unhappiness of this world and merges the living entities in eternal bliss. So, it sounds, as we'll repeat it because it's so beautifully presented by Param Guru, Bhakti Santa Saraswati, but he's saying these are Dui Jagat Ishvara. Dui Jagat Ishvare, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda. And as two controllers of this entire universe, which means every living entity in the universe, they have two independent, let's say, two interdependent functions. They're both controlling on different levels. One's controlling the aspect of Prayojana, the ultimate necessity, Anandamaya Vyasat, to be merged and floating in bliss. We are pleasure seekers by nature. Every living entity is motivated by the desire for happiness. Searching for happiness. Beauty, love, charm, and happiness is way beyond power. People want power, but actually, ultimately, people want beauty and love, happiness. Beauty and love give the greatest happiness, more than any happiness derived by power or position. Power and position give some limited happiness, but it's incomparable with the happiness derived by beauty and love. So Krishna is the personification of beauty and love. So Krishna and Krishna's direct expansion, Balarama Nityananda, he's Nityananda. So he's the controller of the Prayojana. He's making all the living entities blissful. And this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is saying. He's controlling in this way. How is Nityananda controlling the universe? First, before we can be blissful, in other words, if we're sick, before we can be healthy, we have to remove our disease. If we're diseased, we cannot be healthy. Remove the disease, experience the flow of health, the joy of healthy existence. So first, Nityananda removes the unhappiness. This is one of the symptoms of bhakti. And bhakti is Kleshagni and Shubhada. These are the first two symptoms, the characteristics of bhakti, are Shubhadha and Kleshagni, destroyer of the kleshas, and Shubhadha, creating auspiciousness. So Nityananda, ultimately, he's doing that by his propagation of the tattvas and his mercy, but ultimately he's merging the living entities in eternal bliss, Nityananda. He's Nityananda, and he's the controller of Nityananda. He's the controller of eternal bliss. And his role, his function, his duty through him as himself and as his expanded representatives, the spiritual masters, the gurus, the Vaishnav gurus, Gaudi Vaishnav gurus, they are all emissaries of eternal bliss. They are ambassadors of eternal happiness. So they are traveling throughout the world and throughout the universe to submerge everyone in eternal bliss. Now Haridas, he's acting in the role of Sambandha Navideya as a controller of these two functions. Because we want to establish relationship with Krishna and practice devotional service, we have to control our minds. So Haridas is the expert guide because he helps us control our mind, control our sinful minds. Then Haridas, he helps create a flow of positive thoughts. He invites a favorable flow of thoughts in order to protect the body and limbs from aversion to the worship of Krishna and delivers them from their bodily hardships. So Haridas, by Namacharya, by giving us a name, we serve the name, then that's the first service to Krishna. We begin serving Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. So the sinful mind with the sinful inclination and the sinful propensity, when we hear the Maha Mantra and we chant the Maha Mantra, then the flow of our thoughts goes away from sin and towards Krishna. And when the flow of our thoughts moves towards Krishna, it manifests in the form of service. So that's Abhideya, the service. So Haridas Thakur is establishing us in our relationship, Sambandha, with Krishna, which is a service relationship. Jivara Surpaya Krishna Nityadas. And that service will reach its perfection in eternal bliss, Premananda, Ananta, Premananda, Nityananda. And Nityananda will bring us, by his mercy, we'll come to the perfection of realizing our loving relationship with the Lord. Because as we mentioned, Surup Damodar Goswami says in his diary that Nityananda is the Prema Shraya. He is the Prema Shraya. Gadadhar Pandit is the Bhava Shraya. And Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Shraya. Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. So here Nityananda is functioning as Prayojana, Prayojana Charya, Prayojana Tattva in his relationship with these two. As commenting on this verse, Dui Jagat Ishvare. These are the two controllers of the universe. Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. A very wonderful purport to explain. Because if you just read the verse, to say, Nadiya Prati Gari Gari Bhuliya Vedana Dui Jagat Ishvara. The two controllers of the universe went to every house as they wandered throughout Nadiya. So now, these two controllers of the universe have entered into our house. They've come into our house. Haridas Thakur has come into our house as the Namacharya, the house of our body. This body is also a house. The bird, the soul, is living on the tree of this body. Right? The bird of the soul. So this house is a tree. I mean, this body is like a house. So Haridas is there in the form of the holy name. Nityananda is there in the form of Guru. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The Guru's order is our life and soul. So now our lives will become auspicious. Our sinful minds are turning towards Krishna. And we will someday, by the mercy of Nityananda and the holy name, come to the realm of eternal bliss. Premdam Vrindavan, Premdam Navadvip. Shridam Mayapur, Shridam Vrindavan. We say Premdam, Premdam Vrindavan. So this is the end of today's class, and by the mercy of Nityananda, we can discuss more tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.